Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a dog wanter. And our producer, Alexis Preston, is on the board. And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Lex,
Renee,
how do we feel? That answer, I feel it's okay, right?
I feel great.
We're doing okay?
Yeah, it's really good.
All right,
give yourself some credit.
Thank you.
Please.
Yes, for once, could we please? Now, Allegra.
Yes.
I do not want to make a big deal out of this, but...
Okay, then don't.
Okay.
Let's move on then.
Okay, great. Here's what I was going to move on to. You know what happened Saturday?
What?
I had a birthday. Can you believe it?
Renee.
Can you believe it?
I got my dates mixed up, but I didn't say happy birthday to you.
No, you are perfect in every way.
That's not true. I feel like I'm walking out into a wall because I thought it was next Saturday.
No, well, goodness. Well, okay, here's that. Can we pull back the curtain a little bit? It is right now Tuesday the 6th. Is that right?
Yes.
Is that today's date?
It might be.
And
yes, it is.
My birthday is September 10th. And for my birthday, which we have not yet celebrated, we are going to an outdoor movie screening with dogs. Dogs are allowed to be there.
That is right.
So by the time people are listening to this, we'll probably be on the run, right?
Oh, wait. Okay. So wait, your birthday is September 10th.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh, phew.
You scared the crud out of me.
Oh, no. You thought it was last September? No. Come on.
I thought it was
Saturday?
Last week.
No.
Okay, you guys.
Now.
False alarm.
Phew. You're okay?
I almost had a heart attack.
Please.
Okay.
You would never let that happen. But I think by the time this comes out, we are going to be on the run. From the law with dogs that we have stolen from this movie screen.
Yes. And also, did you know that that park where it's at is like walking distance from me? So I can just go there and steal dogs whenever
I want. Did I want you to come to the party?
Yeah.
I knew what I was doing.
Renee knows how far I'll travel for a friend. It's not far.
It's 7 minutes walking distance at a casual pace.
Correct. That's correct. Thank you. Thank you for knowing me.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So now, okay. Birthday aside.
Birthdays aside. How, birthday month aside.
Right. How's your week been? How are you?
It's been good. Thank
good.
You.
We got
sinus infection cleared. How's yours?
That a girl. Feeling great.
Good. Thank you. Finally.
What modern medicine will do.
Now, how is your birthday month going so far?
Oh, boy. Real great. I went to the beach on Labor Day.
That's fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I tried maybe to do a little bit of surfing.
Ooh.
Didn't go great.
Okay.
But felt myself like so enthralled and like, oh, I've got the ocean to myself.
Sure.
Then it later occurred to me that probably the rest of the surfers were like, this woman's in our way.
Oh, they're
she keeps
fine.
Flopping around.
They have the whole ocean. They do not get to complain.
That's true. But great. Yeah. Went to the beach.
Great job.
Thanks.
I love it.
I maybe want to tell our listeners what they've gotten themselves into.
Please do. Just kidding. I know. Okay. What if I just made you do it?
Okay. Well, I could try, but it's not going to go well.
I have the Google Doc
we
in front of me,
system.
You guys.
We got a pattern.
We got a system. It's been a year. Come on. Let's not mess up a good thing.
Allegra keeps track of things. Renee says, buddy. That's how it works.
Those are the two things. All right, you guys. We have dogs we met this week, as usual.
Yep.
Renee has some cool dog tech for us.
Sure do.
We have a mutt minute on the Canadian Eskimo dog. We have guest Jeff Jax. Shout out to Katrina for getting us this guest. He's the creator of the webcomic Questionable Content. You also know him. He's the creator of Grove and Dord, and he has a virtual post-metal band called Death Mole.
You know what else he's got, Allegra?
What?
A great Pyrenees.
Yeah, most importantly, he's got a great Pyrenees named Shelby. It's very great.
Love him.
He's the best. We also have a Facebook thread of the week and your birthday.
Yeah, sure. Birthday.
That, you guys. It wasn't in the doc.
Great work. Okay, well, we got to get to it then.
Let's do it.
Here we go.
All right, it is time for Dogs We Met This Week, and I heard a little dog told me that you met a dog named Smokey.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Can you confirm? I did.
Okay.
More than me meeting this dog, I have to tell you, I did it. I done did it.
What?
Leaned too far into being a crazy dog person.
Oh, okay.
You know how sometimes when we run into it, we're like, oh, no, but it was charming and it was good and we played it off and like at the end of it, we convinced the people that were like, eh, we like dogs maybe too much, but we're normal.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't pull it off this time.
Okay,
I couldn't.
I'm listening.
The guy definitely left being like, oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Okay, tell me a story.
So
I'll be the judge of that.
I have the world's best situation and then my next door neighbor rents out like a duplex for Airbnbs.
Mm-hmm.
and he allows dogs.
Oh.
So I get a different dog every week.
Ooh.
This week was a baby pit bull named Little Smokey.
Oh, my. Oh, so you, this is the one you posted to the Facebook group. Oh,
yeah,
he's so cute.
So cute. So he's all gray, gorgeous eyes, Smokey. White belly. The best.
Looks a lot like Wilbur, if you remember hashtag Wilbur Watch.
Yeah.
He looks like Wilbur's twin.
Exactly like Wilbur. Just the cute. So I spotted his name's Smokey. We call him Little Smokey because he's a baby. Once he gets bigger, we'll change the
little
name.
Big
right
Smokey.
Now, Little Smokey. So I spotted him when I was dog walking, but the dog I was walking wasn't great with other dogs. So
sure.
I was like, I'm going to come back. So I got up 7 o'clock in the morning, stumbled out the door in PJs.
Okay.
Because I heard him a little yep.
Aww.
Yep. And the owner was talking to my neighbor, who actually owns a duplex, and they were just talking, like, kind of by the fence. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Can I go pet your dog? He was like, yeah, sure. And so I went in, and then something just came out. I just sat down.
It's 7 in the morning. You're tired.
Right? But in PJs that maybe shouldn't be out in public. And the dog had, like, all his little toys around, so I, like, started
Aww.
Playing with the toys, and then we started playing fetch, and then I started rubbing his belly. And then a good 30 minutes went by. A solid 30
no,
minutes.
Really 30 minutes?
Solid. Because
right.
I went back in the house at 7:45. So
ooh, that's okay.
It wasn't great.
Right. Right.
And then the guy, like, it started to have where the guys were, like, looking back, and I, like, gave him a thumbs up. Like, it's going great over here.
Like, they were looking at you, like, is everything okay
with you?
Should you
maybe leave? Should you maybe get ready for work? Should
you're
you
like,
do?
Thanks for checking in, guys. It's
great.
Fine.
It's great. I got it. It's cool. And then the guy came back in, and then he was just, I was like, oh, gosh, sorry, I overstayed my welcome. I just spent much. And he was like, yeah, cool. And then I stayed. Like, that should have been the time that I left. And
bold.
He and then he ultimately was like, hey, Smokes, let's go outside. He had to bring the dog inside so I'd leave.
Interesting. Okay, so you said you overstayed your welcome.
Yeah, I definitely
and you stayed. That's a bold, that's an interesting move.
Just because Smokey kept coming back. And so I assumed that the guy was like, oh, I also observed the dog wants to keep playing. So, of course, adults can't.
What if he's
like,
listening and now
here.
He thinks you're much crazier?
Of course he does. I behave like an insane person.
Look,
it
we've
gets
all done it.
Worse, though, legs, because I didn't bring my phone.
Ugh.
So Smokey hangs out on the patio. And then I was like, I got to grab a photo. So I ran back out and I took a picture. And the guy caught me taking a picture.
Yes!
And I just heard him through the screen door go, oh, man.
No!
Yes,
no! I laughed way too loud in the mic.
So
sorry.
Bad. It
Ooh.
Was so
oh,
bad. Full on crazy person.
Oh, did he call the police?
I'm so bad. No, but here's my worry, though, is that I didn't see Little Smokey after that. So I hope I need to talk to my actual neighbor and figure out if that was their last day. But what if they, like, left early because of crazy
no,
neighbor?
No, they totally didn't. Worst case scenario, they kept the dog inside because of you. That's the worst case I can envision.
So bad.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. But I was in guys' boxers
great.
And a cutoff Hamilton shirt. Like, came out like a college student
with,
in her
like,
PJs.
Crazed eyes.
Yeah. Not morning breath, not done hair. Like, it was that was the worst. That's
like
the worst it's ever been.
I like to imagine you set your alarm and labeled it get up for Little Smokey. Not like get up in the morning, but like pet dog.
Get up, Little Smokey.
Get up, Little Smokey.
It's almost that. I sleep with my little windows open and I heard the yips. And then I like, why in the world would I be up at 7 other than to tend to a dog yipping? And
sure.
then I ran out the door as if he was calling for me only.
He was. It was his siren song.
So I'm legitimately embarrassed. I'm legitimately having some self-awareness of like that. That was nuts.
I understand. Look, I think we've all been there. It doesn't sound. I understand. It is hilarious that the guy said, "Oh man."
Yeah.
You know what? He could have said, "Smokey, let's go inside earlier."
Sure.
Could he have left? Yes. He could have also. He had some agency in this situation.
Thank you. You're doing a great job defending me, but I really turned it over to Little Smokey. I was like, well,
sure.
You'll decide. You'll decide when we should be done. And Little Smokey kept running up next to me. So
That's
I was like,
thing.
Well, we as adults have no say.
Well, yeah, what
the
can
dog
we do?
Wants
Smokey
to
wants
playing.
This.
Yeah.
That's fair. Well, you know what? That's fine. I think a lot of people can relate to that. I think you took one for the team.
Thanks.
You were crazy for the rest of us.
So crazy.
Is this something that makes
so
sense?
So insane.
It was very motherly of you.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it. I also think a good friend would be like, hey, maybe just put pants on next time. Just
well,
something.
Okay, here's what I'd say. I don't think you need to wear pants That's insane. That's above and beyond.
Right.
Okay. I think maybe when you say, I'm sorry, I've overstayed my welcome, that's probably the time to leave.
Then go.
But do not wear pants. No pants.
Don't make an observation and then do nothing about your observation.
It's a little funny to be like, boy, I'm being weird, and then not stop being weird. But I just want you guys to know that I know.
Sure. Just so
I'm
we're
not going to stop.
And I'm going to continue this behavior. Nuts. Well, thank you for loving me regardless of being legitimately crazy.
You know what? It's fine. It's your birthday month.
Hey, I should have pointed that out.
Excuse me, guys. It's my birthday. That definitely would have taken the crazy down. Excuse me. It's my birthday month.
But it's my birthday.
Oh, my God.
10 days.
So weird. Well, you know what?
Yes.
Thank you for your honesty in this story.
Yes.
And thank you for telling us about Little Smokey.
You're very welcome. Hey, Allegra.
Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Mutt Minute, Canadian Eskimo Dogs. Hit it!
If you meet a new breed and curiosity beckons, learn all about it in only 60 seconds. Mutt Minute.
Now, Renee.
Yes, ma'am.
You have a Mutt Minute on the Canadian Eskimo Dog.
I do.
As you just explained.
Sure.
Is it still true?
It is still. I didn't change it during the theme song.
Ooh, thank God.
I thought about it.
Okay.
And I was like, I've only written one report,
okay.
So I better stick to it.
Great.
This dog is great. It is very rare.
Really?
Yeah. You want to hear about it?
I do.
Would you like to hear about it in a minute?
Yes. Okay. Let me pull up my timer.
Okay. You don't want to just count in your head like I did last week?
You it's thought about doing it. We did not let you.
It's pretty foolproof.
All right. Are you ready?
Yes.
Your time begins now.
All right. The Canadian Eskimo dog, upon first assessment, according to me, looks like a sheep with the face of an Alaskan Malamute.
Aww.
This breed is an Arctic working dog and is often considered to be North America's oldest and rarest remaining purebred indigenous domestic dogs. The Canadian Eskimo dog is pretty rare. In 2008, it was estimated that there are only 300 purebreds left. It was, and still is, to a very limited extent, used by the Canadian Inuit as a multiple-purpose dog. They are put to work hunting seals and Arctic game and hauling supplies and people. This pup weighs about 60 to 80 pounds and is about 28 inches from the shoulder. The coat is very thick and dense and has a mane of thick fur around its neck, which is quite impressive, especially on the males, and it adds the illusion of additional size. Eskimo dogs can be just about any color. The Canadian Eskimo dog needs a lot of exercise, but they're very trainable and submissive. However, they're also highly intelligent. This breed does best in a cold climate time.
Oh my gosh, a minute?
What?
Exactly a minute. I'm not lying.
Boy. And 1,200ths of a second.
Okay, 1 minute, 1,200ths of a second. Okay, look, could be better. Do better next time. Is this our first ever spot on?
Look at that. That's not
maybe
too bad.
Maybe not, but maybe it is.
That's not too bad.
Great
at first,
job.
I was being like, oh, I did a stumble, but that stumble got me in a minute.
The stumble was perfect.
Yep.
I loved it. Great
Thank
job. Very
you.
Interesting.
Yeah. Really, these dogs are, I mean, I guess like all working dogs, like what they can, they're used for transportation.
Yeah.
Of people.
That's crazy.
Like a horse.
That's amazing.
It's nuts.
I'm going to look up them up right now because I want to see their little sheep bodies and Malamute faces.
Yeah, oh, but they're so cute. They're so cute. So they really can come in any color.
That's crazy.
But the one that is used a lot has kind of like a big fluffy white body and then a little bit of coloring on its face. We
That's
got sticky up ears.
Oh my gosh, I'm looking
guy.
At a puppy right now
can
and
you
I'm
stand
dead
it?
Now.
I know. They're
it's so cute. It's eating a stick.
So cute and fluffy and such good dogs.
Oh, they're so cute. They're kind of a little huskyish. Some of them, like the black and white ones, are kind of huskyish.
Yeah.
Okay, but, interesting.
But it's really good working dogs. And I think a tiny bit, like less so now, but for a long time, they helped keep humans alive.
That's amazing.
With their hunting and with their transportation. It's nuts.
In the Arctic, no less.
Right.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
Oh, my gosh.
They were saying that if you want to have this dog as a pet, like a walk a day won't do.
No.
Oh,
no.
You must take them running. You've got to give them like projects just because they're so it's so ingrained in them to work. So you got to send them off to the office every day from 9 to 5.
You could like attach them to a sled and let them run around.
they said from the time that they can walk, they start putting harnesses on them so that they become used to it.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So you got little puppies running around with little sleds.
These dogs work harder every... This is more work than I like ever... Like, I've never done this hard of a day's work in my life.
No, of course not. Absolutely not. Yeah.
My hands are soft. It's very embarrassing. These dogs are like salt of the earth, real dogs.
They're just incredible.
They're so much better than me.
So good. I'll disagree. Listen, you got to work smarter, not harder, right?
That's true. You know what? These dogs are working too hard. This is a digital age.
But
let's make a startup about
it. It was so great, and I like that we gave a little salute to our Canadian listeners.
Hey, Canadians.
With the Canadian puppy. I'll take it.
I love it.
Hey, you know what has been suggested a lot for yours?
Yes, go on.
Coming up, we have not done German Shepherds.
Isn't that... wild.
Can you believe that?
And I poured through the list.
When we were doing Golden Retrievers, we were looking at America's favorite dogs, and they're always number two. German Shepherds.
Okay. So you know what? I'll take it.
Let's get to the bottom of it. Let's figure out why we got second place with German Shepherds.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Well, let's figure out why it took us this long.
Right. Well, because I think you said it best. For a long time, we were trying to be obscure, and now we're like, yeah, back to the classics.
We ran out of weird ones. Right. Yeah.
All right, next week, German Shepherds.
I'll see you then.
Yay.
Can I Pet Your Dog is supported in part by Casper, an online retailer of premium mattresses for a fraction of the price. They offer an obsessively engineered mattress at a shockingly fair price. Now, Renee.
Yes.
Did you also know that they have mattresses not only for humans, but for dogs?
Oh, yes, I did. I don't know if you have been to our little Facebook group, but have you seen these dogs cuddle up on those mattresses?
They're so cute.
Here's what's so great about it. You were hard-pressed to find a dog awake on this dog bed. They're out like light.
It's so cute.
They're so cute.
They look so comfortable. I want to lay on the dog ones.
Yeah.
It's so cute. But I have I have slept on the human ones.
Sure.
Pretty great.
Yeah. Equally, because Travis, R.I.P., he had a Casper mattress, and it's the kind of sleep where you wake up and the sun's up and you're like, well, have the sun come out 5 minutes later.
Sure.
How did that happen? Oh, I just slept real hard. Okay, cool.
Did you sleep with Buttercup on it?
Of course I did.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
It's the best.
Very cute.
Yes.
Plus, Casper has a risk-free trial and return policy. You can try sleeping on a Casper for 100 days with free delivery to the U.S. and Canada and painless return. The mattresses are made right here in America. And from what I understand, you get them in a tight little package and you open it up and it goes whoosh.
The funnest.
And there's a bunch of like unboxing videos on the internet and people love it. It's so much fun. Pricing is $500 for a twin-size mattress and $950 for a king-size mattress. Comparing that to industry averages, that is an outstanding price point. If you guys have ever priced mattresses, you want to bang your head into a wall. They're so expensive, it makes no sense.
It's good. That's the price of like a bed frame, let alone the mattress. That's great.
Mattresses have been making me angry for years. Like, it makes zero sense to me that you walk into like these ugly stores. I'm sorry, like Mattress King on my corner or whatever. Like, but it's not pleasant in there. And then your mattresses, why are they $3,000?
Yes.
It doesn't make any sense. Like, you have to be rich to sleep. I don't know.
No, Nate.
Don't get me started, you guys. So Casper is very affordable compared to the frankly insane industry standards. Plus, that's not all, Renee.
Oh, there's
more?
Did
you think it was all?
I did.
There's one more thing.
Come on.
Can I Pet Your Dog listeners can get $50 toward any mattress purchase by visiting www.casper.com/yourdog and use the promo code yourdog at checkout. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there, European Max Funsters. Do not miss your chance to catch some of your favorite Max Fun shows live at the London Podcast Festival, September 22nd through 26th. See amazing guests like Armando Iannucci, Josie Long, and Romare on stage with Jesse Thorne during Bullseye, bust a gut at classic panel show hijinks with International Waters, and witness some tough but fair internet justice dispensed by Judge John Hodgman himself. The Beef and Dairy Network show is already sold out, but hey, at least you can enjoy being in the proximity of the premier expert on beef animals and dairy herds, right? More guests will be announced soon and tickets are going fast. Go to MaximumFun.org for tickets right now so you don't live a life steeped in regret.
Hi, are you a fan of Star Trek The Next Generation? Well, that's weird because it's a corny show. But my friends Ben Harrison and Adam Pranica do a lovely podcast about it. It's called The Greatest Generation and it's on MaximumFun.org. I thought that this podcast was a bad idea, but I was wrong. Please listen to The Greatest Generation on MaximumFun.org.
All right, you guys, we are very excited to have here with us today. You know him as the creator of the webcomics Questionable Content, Alice Grove, and Dord, and creator of the only virtual post-metal band, Death Mole. It's Jeff Jacks.
Woohoo!
Hi.
Thanks for being on.
We're so excited.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We're so excited because we're such big fans. But I personally, this is Renee, I'm so excited because, Jeff, you have the biggest dog of any guest we've ever had. Jeff.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, we think.
Sure.
We need, I think that's the hypothesis.
Right.
We need to be scientific here on Can I Pet Your Dog, the science podcast of America.
Yes. Yeah.
I think we got to ask. Okay, so your dog is a Great Pyrenees.
Yes, she is.
How big, how much does she weigh?
She is lighter than she looks because, ooh, as with all Great Pyrenees, they're about 80% fur.
Aww.
But so she only weighs about, now that she's old, she's put on a little weight. I'd say she weighs about 95, 100 pounds.
That's, so oh, that's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's give her the 100.
Oh, that's big.
She's earned it. She's lived long enough. She deserves that 100.
Yeah, okay. You know what? I think that's pretty, I think that's it. And I think our second biggest was Kirby's dog was 90 pounds, I believe.
Sure. But we can have a weigh-in. I'm partial to give it to, and Jeff, your dog's name is Shelby.
Yes,
isn't
Shelby.
Let's for now, let's give it to Shelby.
We're giving it to Shelby.
If we find there's a controversy, we'll do an actual weigh.
Sure. I hope there's a controversy.
Jeff, I have to say, like, everything you do is fantastic, but you introduced your dog into the comic strip.
Yeah, I kind of couldn't not do it because she's just so entertaining.
We couldn't love it more. We did a little review of the first time that she entered the comic strip, and not only is she adorable, but she also has trouble pronouncing her own name.
Yeah, Shebly.
Aww, that's so cute.
Good old Shebbles.
It's just Shebbles.
The
one
best.
One of our many names.
And then in the comic strip, she tried to introduce herself as to what breed she was, and she couldn't get out Great Pyrenees, so she's like, I'm a dog from
Aww.
A house. Great.
From a house is so great. So accurate.
But Jeff, instead of us telling you how fantastic you are, maybe we'll let you have a chance to cab. How did you go about grabbing Shelby?
Well, I had grown up with dogs my whole life. From a very early age, my grandparents lived on a farm up in Pennsylvania, and they always had like three or four big dogs. Started out with Irish setters when I was a real little kid, and then they moved on to collies. Yeah, so I grew up around multiple dogs, and then we always had a couple in the house where I lived as well. And so once I was an adult and out on my own, I always wanted a dog. And once I got a house, it was like, okay, I'm a grown up. I have a house. I can get whatever kind of dog I want. What's the most ridiculous dog there is?
It's a Great Pyrenees for sure.
And, love it. Yeah, game on.
Like I'm a huge human being, and so I wanted a similarly huge dog. And so I started doing research into all of the giant breeds because I think they're all, you know, amazing. Who doesn't love a dog that's the size of a horse?
Sure. Yeah.
And the more I dug, the more I found that a lot of the other giant breeds have a lot of health problems or shortened lifespans just because of their size.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the few giant breeds that really doesn't have a lot of that is the Great Pyrenees. They're relatively long-lived. They don't have a lot of the hip problems or as much cancer issues as some of the other big breeds can have. So they're a very robust breed. And also, they are featured in a whole bunch of different anime, and I'm a big old anime nerd, so I was already kind of aware of them as these big, ridiculous anime dogs. And so that was kind of what set me down the path of acquiring one for myself.
Why do you think they're featured in anime? I didn't know that at all.
Well, I think in Japan, I think it's like a hallmark of being like a wealthy family, that like you can afford a big house with a big yard, and on top of that, you can afford this gigantic kind of exotic dog as well.
Interesting.
And so every show I've seen it in, like as a manga daio, it's always like some rich girl's like childhood pet is always a Great Pyrenees, and you know they do a couple gags about how big the dog is and how much it loves to punch people, which I found out is actually true. They really do love doing that.
Oh, whoa! Does Shelby do that?
Oh yeah, she's very punchy.
Now, how do they
go?
I
don't know what it is about them, but they will like really readily use their front paws to do stuff, much more than any other dog I've known. Like they'll use them to grab stuff, they'll paw at you to get your attention, and yeah, they will just straight up like punch you in the face if they want something and you're ignoring them.
Oh my gosh,
it's effective.
Since this interview,
yeah, it's extremely effective.
Focus up.
Yep.
I have to say, you have not said one word that hasn't made me fall more in love with you and this breed. This is amazing. So now, does Shelby herself? You get some love punches out of her?
Oh yeah.
Oh good.
She is slowing down a little bit in her old age, but she is still quite a handful at times. So.
Sure.
Does she still have a lot of funny or quirky behaviors in her old age?
Oh God, yeah. She is a very very strange dog. I mean, from what I've heard from other people who own peers, they all tend to be very weird, quirky dogs. They've all got some individual thing that is unusual about them.
Huh.
I think with Shelby, it's more amplified because she's a rescue, and so we don't really know what her circumstances were growing up. I got her when she was 4, so she was already an adult dog, basically. So she had, you know, a bunch of ingrained habits and, you know, phobias and stuff that I have no idea where they're from.
Sure.
Probably the weirdest thing she has is that she's terrified of ceiling fans.
Oh, sweet pea.
If they're not moving, if they're just stationary, it's fine. She'll just like kind of glance up at them every once in a while, keep her eye on them. But if it's moving, she will flee the room and will not go near it until
wow.
the fan is off.
Sweet. In her defense,
and I have no idea why. Like, how does a dog acquire a fear of something 10 feet over its
yeah.
head?
But sure. But also, in
yeah,
her
it's very strange.
I guess if you didn't know about a ceiling fan, you're like, who let the helicopter in? What
yeah.
are we? Why is this happening?
Yeah, it's really weird. And she's not scared of much. So huh. it's very weird that she's scared of such an innocuous thing.
So curious. I wonder if it's
yeah,
a sound.
I feel like, I don't know. I don't have any science to back it up, but my theory is that because Pyrenees are bred to be very independent dogs, they just kind of naturally develop weird personalities because that's just kind of how their brain is wired. Because, like, they're herding dogs, but they're not like, I'm going to make the herd go places. It's more like, I'm going to kill anything that gets near the herd.
Oh, sure.
Which is why they're big and they have the big manes and all that and the big scary bark. It's basically so they can scare off wolves and coyotes and stuff.
Oh, so interesting.
They're basically bred to be like, you know, you let it out in the morning with the cows or the sheep or whatever, and then it comes in when they do, or it decides to stay out and fight wolves all night.
Whoa.
Because that's a thing they do.
What a badass.
Yeah.
So cool.
They're very quirky dogs. She definitely tries to herd people around the house, which is pretty funny.
And is she ever successful? Do you ever, like, want to go to the kitchen,
oh, yeah,
but instead
because,
you
like,
end up outside?
She's big, and she has a big, scary bark.
Sure.
So if people aren't familiar with her, they'll pretty much do whatever she wants them to do.
I love it. Now,
there is a non-zero chance that you will hear her start barking at something over the course of this call.
I hope so.
That's kind of her job.
Good girl.
But she's currently passed out in another room, so
aww,
we'll see.
Shelby. Now, how did you land on the name Shelby?
It was already assigned to her when picked her up from the shelter, and since she already answered to it, I was like, well, getting a new home and new owners and all is weird enough. I don't want to throw in a new name on top of it. So it just kind of stuck, and it's a really weird name for a dog, so I kind of find that entertaining as well. People are like, Shelby?
Like,
A, it's a person's name. B, it's not really a gender-specific name, and since she's all fur, nobody has any idea if she's a boy dog or a girl dog, and it's funny.
I like that. We like people names on this podcast. I also like that. I like not knowing if she's a boy or a girl. It's so irrelevant with dogs. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, it really is.
If she wasn't already accustomed to it, do you have a name that you would give her, or do you have a little nickname for her?
Ironically, I probably would have just picked a different human name for
sure.
her because, like you, I'm way into like people names on dogs. I find that very funny and entertaining.
Yeah.
I haven't really thought about it in years, so I don't know off the top of my head what I would have named her, but like as far as nicknames, you know, there's always like 6 dozen. There's Shelby, Shebbles, Shubs, Princess.
Aww,
perfect.
A few that I shouldn't say out loud because there are children potentially listening to this podcast.
Sure.
But yeah. Lately, we've taken to calling her the cranky old lady because...
Aww.
It's just kind of funny to portray her that way, even though she's not particularly cranky.
I love it. Now, with her tendency to use her front paws, does she ever also put other dogs in line when she's around him? Just like, yeah, okay, that's enough out of you with the barking when
well,
she's...
Well, the one downside to her being a rescue is that, I don't know her earlier life situation, but she was never really socialized well with other dogs, so she doesn't get along with other dogs,
sure.
unfortunately. And it's kind of a self-fulfilling cycle because she sees another dog and goes over, and the other dog sees this giant white wolf bear thing coming at them.
Yeah.
So the other dog gets defensive, which makes her get defensive, and it turns into a whole thing.
Ugh.
So I pretty much have to keep her at leash length with other pooches, although she's great with kids. She loves cats. She loves chickens, which is weird, but yeah, I had to,
that's
I had
very
to rescue
weird.
A neighbor's chicken from her in the yard once. That was a fun day.
Oh, boy. Yeah, okay. All right. Just making friends.
Yeah. Basically, like, anything small that will run away from her, she will have fun chasing.
Sure.
And then if she catches it, like, she just sort of stops and is like, all right, I won. You can go.
Aw. That's
how the game's played.
Throw it back.
That kind of.
Yeah, basically.
Now, what other big breeds were your runners-up before you settled on Great Pyrenees? Or Pyrs,
well,
as I know another call.
I was very interested in Bernese Mountain Dogs. Mm. Those are another one, aside from potential hip issues, that are pretty healthy and relatively easy to find in New England, which is where I was living now, or back then, but all now in Canada as well. Let's see. I really like all of the big breeds. I sort of narrowed down all of the really drooly ones.
That's fair.
I'm not super into carrying like a washcloth on me at all times. So I was like, okay, maybe a Mastiff isn't for me.
Yep.
Maybe a Newfie isn't for me, even though they are amazing, amazing dogs.
Yeah.
Agreed.
So,
awesome.
Yeah, and it's not something I would necessarily rule out in the future, although we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
Sure. But great job doing your research. I am also Team Big Dog and have not participated in any. I'm like, yes, sure, it's big, I'll take it. And I think it's real smart to do a little research and figure out what the tendencies are going to be, and specifically the health issues. Real smart.
Mm-hmm.
And to Google which big dogs
to rule. Especially since I was looking to get a rescue, it was important to kind of do my homework, make sure I wasn't taking on more than I could handle.
Sure.
So. Now, was it...
I got lucky because she's small for a Great Pyrenees.
That's crazy. When you said she was small, I thought you were going to be like, oh, she's like 60 pounds. And then you're like, oh, she's
95. No,
100.
No.
Yeah. Like, whoa.
The place I picked her up from, she was fostered by another lady in upstate New York. And then I picked her up at the home/kennel of a lady up in New York State who breeds them professionally for like shows and stuff like that.
Ooh.
And she had explained to me that there are apparently two sub-varieties of Great Pyrenees. There are like the American ones, which are huge, and then there are the original French, Spanish, European ones, which are terrifyingly huge. She had a couple dogs there that were like her show dogs, and I'm 6'3", so I'm a pretty tall guy, and these dogs were taller than me on their hind legs.
Whoa!
So like the dog would jump up at the kennel, wagging its tail, looking down at me, and I'm going, what have I gotten myself into?
We got you a bear!
Then they bring out Shelby, and I'm like, oh, she's tiny! It's great, she only weighs 90 pounds.
Oh my Comparatively. Gosh. The other ones, like, that's the kind of dog where, like, you can't put their treats on top of the fridge because they're going to get them.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Like, ironically, the fridge is the only safe place in the entire kitchen.
Yeah.
Like, the fridge or, like, in a cabinet that is not, you know, ground level, because she can just paw it open. She is really amazing when it comes to finding ways to get to food.
They're so smart when it comes to food.
Great motivation. I get a treat at the end of this game.
She's weirdly polite about it too. Like a couple days ago, I heard a weird rustling from the kitchen, and I didn't think anything of it. And then I got up to go refill my coffee, and I look in the living room, and she's got her entire bag of dry dog food, like a 30-pound bag that was maybe half empty at that point. And she's just got it in the middle of the floor in the living room, and she's, like, daintily eating out of the bag as if it were a bag of potato chips. And I'm like, you didn't have to bring it in here, but you wanted to. But you also have made sure not to make a mess. I'm not sure whether to be mad at you or...
Well,
like,
she doesn't want to
be
a slob.
That you're polite? I don't know.
Shelby, I love it. I also love it. I don't need a large lunch. Just something to pick at. Just a little, just a little nosh.
Just over here. It's fine. And
I'm
she gave
trying.
Me this look like, what? It's my food. Like, yeah, I know. It's your food.
Oh my gosh, that's so charming.
I'm eating it daintily. It's fine. That is so cute.
Yeah.
I love this
can
dog.
She can be weirdly fastidious about food that way. It's pretty funny.
That's so funny.
Amazing. Amazing. And does she have any particular toys that she also is protective of? She a toy puppy?
She's not super protective of them, but she definitely has favorites. Like, she's a huge sucker for any kind of stuffed animal. Like, they don't typically last very long, but, like, that's her favorite thing, to the point where, like, if I come home with anything in, like, a plastic shopping bag or whatever, she has to check out the bag to make sure there's not a toy in there.
Aww.
Very cute.
Oh, my gosh.
She also really likes cow femurs, which is always a fun thing to have lying around your house.
Sure. Yeah, I can imagine. And that's
she'll just... one of those is usually good for about 3 months until she's gnawed most of it apart.
Wow.
And I recently got her a big deer antler, and that's become her favorite, which is amazing because they last forever. They're, like, really expensive, but they, like, literally never wear out.
So oh, nice. Yeah, I hear a lot about those. That's real. I think that's a real big dog favorite.
Yeah, definitely.
That's so crazy.
You can just chew on them for days.
It's so crazy. It was just like, it's so like primal. It's such like a country. It reminds me so much of like country hard living. Like I'm just chewing on a femur or an antler. Oh my God, you're so tough.
The very best. Wolfy.
Yeah.
You come downstairs and the dog's like, yeah, I think I can get some marrow out of this cow bone.
Gosh.
And you're like, this is okay. This is my
girl.
Life.
Okay.
Not a girl. And how is the shedding with a dog that big? Is she, do we?
Oh.
Sure.
White fur is probably 60% of my diet. they tell you when you're thinking about Great Pyrenees, like, get used to dog fur being an intimate part of your life. And it really is. Like, it's everywhere at all times. We brush her. Most of the time, I aim to brush her at least every other day. Mm. We vacuum twice a week, and there's still, like, tumbleweeds of white fur around the house.
Of course.
Just because she just sheds it constantly, more or less, and then twice a year, the undercoat goes, and it's, like, apocalyptic amounts of fur.
Right. Right. That's so crazy.
Like, you wouldn't, like, I've literally, like, spent an hour brushing her and ended up with a pile of fur the size of maybe a beagle or a small Labrador. Like, just inhuman amounts of fur.
I love
it. Oh, man, that's wild.
But during the winter months, you can just lean in, build a snowman.
Sure.
Just kind of, that's
secretive. Yeah, I mean, apparently people do, like, turn it into wool and knit with it, which I find a little creepy, but I can totally see how it would work because it's, like, super fine and very soft. And
there's enough.
Yeah.
Wow. And is she okay with the brushing? She can handle it pretty well?
Yeah, she really likes it. She's a big baby about getting her nails clipped, but she enjoys being brushed, which makes it much, much easier.
That is nice.
Thank goodness.
Because she needs a lot of it.
That's fair.
Okay, Jeff. We're going to ask you our wrap-up question. We ask all our guests this. We're going to give you the breed and sex of an imaginary dog, and you have to give us a name for it. Renee, I'm throwing to you.
You got it. Well, for Jeff, gosh, you've been great. I am so, so in love with how much you love big dogs. So could we create sort of an imaginative breed based off the second place breed that you were looking at, which is our Bernese Mountain Dog and a Great Dane?
Whoa.
So we're looking at a Bernese Mountain Dog with super tall legs.
So just a huge dog. Just a dinosaur dog.
Just an enormous puppy. And could we make this breed a lady?
Ooh.
Let's see. I feel like the ideal name for such a dog would be Chamberlain.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a reference to Wilt Chamberlain in terms of height. A lady named Chamberlain sounds super, like, regal and awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I could get into that.
It's perfect.
Have a giant dog around being like, oh, yes, there's Lady Chamberlain
there's
over
Chamberlain.
There.
Chamberlain. And then I think also sometimes our Bernese Mountain Dogs can be a little dopey. So if she gets herself into some trouble, I'd be like, Chamberlain, what are you doing?
Lady Chamberlain, live up to your name. That's great.
Such a good name.
Great choice. Now, can you tell us where we can find you on Twitter, on the general internet? Can we look for any of your work coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. My Twitter handle is at Jeff Jax. It's spelled JephJacques because my name is weird. You can check out my comic Questionable Content at www.questionablecontent.net. And my other comic, Alice Grove, is available at www.alicegrove.com.
All right, Jeff, thank you so much for being here, and please kiss Shelby for us.
I'll do my best. Thanks a lot.
Thank
Thanks,
you.
Jeff.
Renee, I hear it's time for some cool dog tech.
Yes.
We haven't had any in a while.
We haven't. Now, normally what we use with dog tech is a technology that can directly affect your dog kind of in an interactive way, like a collar that has a GPS on it. So this is a little bit outside of that, but still super cool. So former guest, Tess Barker, who you know from Lady to Lady podcast.
She's great.
Fantastic. After you, Legs, she's my favorite writer.
Really?
She's so great.
Oh,
she's fantastic. Well, you are amazing. You know
Thank you. That's very nice.
Yeah, if you're not following Tess Barker on Twitter, do it because she talks about her articles and they're just so good. She's such a good writer.
And because she is the straight up Yenta of dogs.
Yes.
She matches people with dogs and she posts about it and she's great at it. She has like so many success stories. It's so cute.
It's amazing. So one of her more recent posts was, hey, would anybody be interested in creating sort of a sizzle reel for shelter dogs?
Genius.
Stand it? Can you say? And then she has the demographic behind it or like kind of the statistics, and that dogs with a video, like when you're kind of scrolling through and you see the pictures, dogs with videos have exponentially higher adoption rates than just photos.
For sure.
So she got a group of us together, people who wanted to do it. It is so easy and she has made it so easy. So you get this template first of like an example of how to do your video. She shows you exactly how to do it on iMovie, which is super easy. She's got all the content there of the dogs in the pictures. And then she's got a spreadsheet of like, hey, these are the dogs that need a video. And you go to her little spreadsheet and you put it in and then you get to make a video for the dogs, which is so much fun. So I've got one that I get to do tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
I cannot wait.
What's the dog's name?
So excited. Great question.
That's okay.
I've named her Pickle because she's a pit bull and that's what I want. I want to pick a pet. But she, I think Annie.
Cute.
Yeah.
Now, how do you make the video? Is this a video montage of photos kind of thing? Or there's like a live, or there's like a moving picture,
yes,
so
moving,
to speak.
A moving picture. Video pictures. You get both. So
okay.
you get the actual, because iMovie's so easy to kind of intersperse actual photos and videos.
I see.
And then the majority of the selling points come and you just put little captions on top of it.
Brilliant.
So you say all the little captions about the dogs, and it's just, the videos that she's made already is fantastic. She also gave us a site where we could create music behind it. She's like, we probably can't do any copyrighted songs.
Sure.
But here are all the songs that you can do.
Ooh, smart.
So you've got the music.
She
you've got the
everything.
Moving pictures. You've got it all together. It's going to take like an hour. You get to be funny about it. To kind of like give this dog a personality. And I'm just so excited. I think it's such a smart idea. I emailed Tess and I was like, hey, can I, like, if any of our listeners want to do this, she's like, yes, oh my God, yes.
Yeah, I was going to ask, so anyone can sign up to do it?
Anybody can do it. She works specifically with North Central Shelter.
Oh, great, great, great.
But I think a little bit, like, this could also be kind of an entrepreneurial thing if you're the type of person who works in an office, has downtime, but can't get all the way to the
sure.
shelter. And iMovie, like, if I can figure out iMovie, anybody can figure out iMovie. So I'm so untech savvy.
Even me?
But Tess said that we could email her.
Great.
So it's Tess, T-E-S-S, Barker, B-A-R-K-E-R, 323 at gmail.com. If you want to just be put on the list of people that she reaches out to, so you could make a little video for this. Or if I feel certain that she'll kind of get inundated with everybody, if you just want to reach out to your own local shelter and be like, hey, I saw this dog. I made an iMovie for it. You want to put it up?
So cute.
I think that'd be kind of cool too, right?
To grab them. Very, very smart.
Such a smart idea. Because it's true. Because I'm looking at, I would say two, three hours a night, I'm looking at these shelter
you're getting
shelter
heavy
pups.
Into it.
You always click on the video.
Oh, totally.
Always.
Yeah, because it shows you so much more, I think.
Yeah.
And I even know that, like, I've heard of similar projects with, like, still photography, mm-hmm. where photographers just took, like, really nice, well-lit, like, quality photos of dogs, and
right.
they just, like, flew off the shelves.
Yeah.
Like, photography, still or moving, makes a huge difference in the adoption of a dog.
Totally. Isn't that fun?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Well, great job, Tess. That's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And great job, Renee, for signing up, and thank you for telling us about it.
Thank you.
Dog tech. Dog tech.
Allegra Ringo, I did not have a Facebook thread last week, but I'm going to fix it this week by asking you if you have one.
Oh. That's a very nice solution.
Guys, don't panic. We've got this. Don't worry about it. Allegra, take it from here.
Allegra, you take it. Just kidding, you guys. I
already
thought of one.
She's ready.
She's being silly, you guys. We joke around a lot here, but seriously, I do have a Facebook thread.
Oh, we got him. Oh, we got him good on that one.
Oh, we got you guys. It's April Fool's a little later on here, but we do have a Facebook thread. Renee, get this.
I'm ready.
I have a Facebook thread that is on the unintentional theme of today's podcast, Great Pyrenees.
What?
You're going to love it. I hope you haven't seen this one. Okay, well, it's less a thread than a post, but
okay.
I'm going a little off the rails here.
Okay.
It's more of a post. no one at me on Twitter.
Okay.
Okay. We have a post from Dana Scarborough. She says, my boyfriend and I have a bunch of land out near Joshua Tree. Already doing a great job,
Dana.
You're living the dream.
Exactly.
And that's the post. Just kidding.
Love, always me.
Love, Dana, let me visit. Love, Allegra. We'd like to run away to when we can. We have a desert polar bear that comes to visit us from time to time. His name is Samson, and he saunters over when we start to grill. You have to use binoculars to see his house, but he smells the grill from way over there. He protects his family's horses and goats from coyotes and bears. He loves hugs. He is a Great Pyrenees. I don't think I said that. The first time he ever came to visit was late at night. He came bounding up to my boyfriend from behind. My boyfriend distinctly remembers thinking it was a bear or mountain lion. This is how I'm going to die. But he just got hugs. Samson, the Great Pyrenees, lives in the high desert, which gets very cold and doesn't have very many hot days. So he does okay.
Oh, my gosh.
And you guys, there are photos of her with Samson. He's gigantic. I don't need to tell you that. He looks like a desert polar bear. I absolutely love that there's like this rogue dog. Well, no, I mean, he lives there, but like,
sure.
The dog that isn't yours.
Well, you need binoculars to see where he lives.
But he can smell your meat,
Samson,
and he'll come over.
I can't. This makes me so happy. I teared up. Like, I was so happy that this is the best.
Was that the part where the boyfriend thought he was going to die?
Yes. Yes.
That would be so frightening in like the dark of the desert.
It would be the best. I would be so happy.
Oh my gosh.
That is an incredible post.
It's really cool. Dana, I just think, is like living my best life. She's out in Joshua Tree. They don't have any electricity or running water out there.
I mean, that sounds like pure heaven.
I know.
Plus the Great Pyrenees.
Yeah.
I am leaning way too much into Pyrenees. Renee is in the word Pyrenees. And I can't, every time I hear it, I'm like, it's a sign.
Oh my God, it's a sign.
It's a sign.
Oh my gosh.
I can handle that much shedding. I can make it. I'll
you probably can.
Figure
it's
it out.
Not that bad.
Yeah.
I have to say, I have a product endorsement. They have not paid me to say this, but I have the Bissell pet hair eraser vacuum. It's a game changer, you guys.
The best.
I don't know if it's enough for a Great Pyrenees, but for a cat and a dog, well, I just thought it's like handheld. Anyway, it's really changed my life.
I love it.
Bissell, if you're listening,
the
I will do your commercials.
The thing that smooths out the ice, that's called a Zamboni. Okay, you need
definitely
one of those for a Great Pyrenees.
Guys, we're going to need you to up your donations to Zamboni level.
Quite a bit. Exactly.
Which we assume is very high.
I think it's fine, though. It's fine. It's for a good cause. I want a dog. That is a fantastic thread. I also think that's very generous for you to pick such a big dog as the thread of the week.
I thought you would love it. I just thought it was a fun story. Plus, I didn't even mean to. It just happened to come up this week when Jeff Jack's also on talking about the Great Pyrenees.
Great.
This is Great Pyrenees week.
I'm telling you.
Here on CAPD.
It should be.
It's great.
It should be every week. I love it. Hey, great job on Thread of the Week. So now, how can people find this?
So I'm going to pin this to the top of the page. If you want to find it, otherwise, before that, I don't know. What am I saying? if you search for Dana Scarborough or Joshua Tree, it'll come up. But I will pin it so everyone can see it.
Or thought it was a bear and I was going to die.
Yeah. Boyfriend, near-death experience. You can all, if you're not in the Facebook group, of course, just search Can I Pet Your Dog on Facebook. You'll find our closed group. We will add you. If you're not a spammers, if you're listening, stop listening.
Stop
what are
it.
You doing?
What?
Go
Enough.
Scam someone.
Enough. Go
Enough.
Be a robot somewhere else. We don't need your beep boops. Bop, bop, boop.
Yeah, so great job, Dana.
Allegra.
Renee.
We have made it to the end of yet another episode.
Oh, Renee. This is your end of the episode voice. What is that?
I don't know.
Is it an accent?
It's not, though.
It's just a sad voice.
It's weird. What?
It's like a kind of old-timey.
Shoot. You know when I apply that voice is when I'm running real late for something.
Really? Like, are you running late right now?
Yet again, we have not prepared well for the day.
That's so weird.
I am not on time.
I don't know where it comes from.
After this episode, I don't have 1 ounce to hold on to that I'm a normal person who has weird days. At this point, I'm now real weird.
You're a weird person who has normal days.
Can occasionally dupe somebody into thinking, she's all right.
For a pretty significant period of time, but that's the catch. Then they get attached.
Yeah.
Then they're in it for the long haul.
Then they see it. You're a non-deciding accent. It's good boy.
She's not going to leave my dog alone. But, like, who's surprised by that
Nobody.
It's fine.
It's just something I got to accept. You know what this might be? It's just a behind the music of how somebody becomes a crazy dog lady.
Oh, my God, I know.
It started off fine.
Yeah, no, I know. No. Yeah. Look, I think no one who listens to this podcast is going to be like, that's weird. I'm not listening anymore.
Sure.
I don't relate to this.
Great. Good point. You know who I particularly want to thank right now?
Whom?
Is Alexis Preston on the boards. The
on
best
the
producer
boards.
We've
on
ever had. She's fantastic.
Renee!
Yes.
You can't say stuff like that. It's going to hurt our old producer's feelings.
Oh,
but he's dead.
Yeah. I mean, alive. Right?
No. He's not, you guys, it's not funny. He's live and well. He's fine.
We
he
just, love you,
he
Travis.
Moved to a different
state. We love
he's
and
fine.
We miss you, Travis. He's also, fine. If you guys haven't checked it out, they just had Max FunCon East, where they stayed at a dog-friendly hotel. And Travis, lovingly, during all of his busyness, found time to send us pictures of the dogs that they saw at Max FunCon East. And it is fantastic.
Yes, thank you, Travis. They're really cute. They're on our Instagram, at CIPYD Podcast. They're so cute. There's one of Jesse with a little... King Charles Spaniel. There's a couple other ones. There's a big, I think Great Dane on there. Really cute.
Real cute. Real cute. Teresa's there looking adorable.
Oh, looking down at the dog. It's great. You can see those on our Instagram at CIPYD Podcast. Our handle is the same on Twitter. And as I said before, you should join our Facebook group. Search Can I Pet Your Dog on Facebook. Request to join the group and we'll add you in there.
Also, if you have not already, if you could please hop on over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe. We would really appreciate it. As much as we talk some smack about Travis. We miss him and we're worried that you guys will stop listening without him.
Renee, we also slingshot between being like, Travis is dead to us. Sure. He sent us photos. Sure. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I've established I'm crazy. I don't know what more you want from me, Lex.
It's
I
a
have made it very
here.
Clear. It's an open book.
That's true. Yeah. Darn it. Okay. All I got right. myself into this.
So if you haven't already, please head over to iTunes. Rate, review, and subscribe. We would really appreciate it.
We'd also like to thank Max Fun, as always, for having us. We love being on the Max Fun Network. If you like our show, we think you'd like a lot of the other shows on here, such as One Bad Mother, International Waters, My Brother and Me, Jordan, Jesse Go, Bullseye. There's literally a million shows, easily 20 plus, which is the same.
That's better.
You should check them all out. They're all free to listen to. They're all really great.
Yes. Also, thank you so much to Paige Weldon for our logo, Aaron Hagen for our theme song, and Becca Murray for our photography.
And Jillian for our Mutt Minute theme song.
Yes.
And her dad, Paul.
Yes. Fantastic. Did we do it?
Is that what we did? Is that it? That feels short.
We got the thing. We're on the run from the law because of the dogs we stole.
Right.
I think
thank
that's
you
it.
Us for being really great. Great.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. Cool.
R.I.P. Travis.
R.I.P. Travis. Here we go, Lex. You ready for it?
I'm ready.
Can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.